man. Just... You know I can't control the feeling. This chemistry has got me going crazy. Mm. I can't play this game with you because I know I lose. Not strong enough to fight the truth. But I'm feeling you. You know I'm feeling you, right? Forbidden fruit. Get out of my view. I belong to another and my heart is true. Forbidden fruit. Let me be. Free me from this hold you have on me. Forbidden fruit. Give me satisfaction. I'm trying to find a way to stop the attraction. It's like sweet taboo, and now you got me going crazy. Got my mind flooded with maybes. You know what I'm saying? I can't share my heart with you. Cause baby, love a bit. Said you got me going crazy. Got my mind flooded with maybes. I can't share my heart with you. Cause baby, love a bit. Don't call my phone. Your voice makes me feel alright. Leave me alone. Your conversation, it soothes my mind. The way that you look at me has got me so in tune to you. Like a sweet taboo, and now you got me going crazy.
Got my mind flooded with maybe. I can't share my heart with you, cause baby, you're forbidden.
And you
got me going crazy. Got my mind flooded with maybe. I can't share my heart with you, cause baby,
he said, let me tell you what's on my mind.
Bad Wild Bill. Coast to coast.
This feeling I feel for you.
Forbidden fruit.
Makes me want to get close to you. You, baby. And if your man was doing his job, you wouldn't be thinking about me. But I'll sadly leave the situation. Cause I know where this thing could lead.
I love it, Chris.
I love it. Man.
Get out of my view. Don't you know that you're full of it?
That's a jam, dude. I'll cut a rug on that one. Cut it up. Man, hey Mike.
Just got that man that just make you wanna.
See,
nobody would expect a pick like that from a cowboy. My boy, Mad Mike, Mad.
Maybe a redneck, but you know I listen to everything. I appreciate my.
Look here, okay. Well, let's talk about it. I don't care what color your neck is.
All right? It's what color your heart is. it's not the color of your neck. It's the color of your heart.
It's all the right. same color as yours, my brother.
Hey, brother, man. That's why I love this cat, professor. Me and Mike, we just clicked, man. Just a great, great guy. Love this cat.
Well, wonderful. Mike, who was the young lady on the vocals?
Is that Nick West?
It's the same lady. She goes by
Anna Kendrick.
Nick West.
N-I-K.
N-I-K. Nick West.
Yeah.
And she was doing the bass and the vocals.
Oh
yeah.
Dude.
Look her up. She's somebody to watch.
Hey, look. Hey, Mike.
I don't think she gets enough play.
Well, guess what? See, she's going on the Platinum Party mix, because I have my list is about 1,200 songs. And I steal songs from other, you know, like artists hosts like you. And you, and so, and yep, and I put them, and Professor, he'll put something in there. I say, okay, that's going into the rotation. See?
Send me the royalties, please. Just send me the royalties.
I ain't sending you nothing.
That's what all the ladies tell me.
Oh, boy.
You know this.
One of these nights. As the Eagles would say. Oh, my gosh.
But hey, man, those are three gems, and especially when I played, I'm laughing. Please forgive me, folks. Hippies and Cowboys, right? And I made a comment. I said you can't get more redneck than that. And you know what? Like I said, I was thinking about that. Hey, I don't care what color your neck is. Hey, what is the color of your heart? And so, Professor, these last three gems. Do you know anything about any of these artists that we just played?
Nada. Now, let me say something. I greatly appreciate that, because that's what this show is about. It's introducing
absolutely
works that the mainstream may not be aware of. Mike, let me tell you something. I am a country fan, and I think it sometimes seeps out in our show. I talk about it.
Yes.
From time to time. Every summer we have a black country music episode. So I am a country man, and I spend half of my time in the country, and it's just, I just can't explain it. I just love it. I love the music and the culture. However, my country goes up to what I listen to. I'll be honest with you. Goes up to maybe 1999, 2000. I'm old school. So some of these folks I'm not too familiar with. Although that new girl, what's her name? Casey Ballerina? Is that her name? Ballerina.
That sounds familiar, and I think I know where you're going. Go, please continue.
Yeah. No, she's good. I like her, but I don't know a lot of now. But listening to Cody Jenks, now he's good.
Love his stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it to Mike, because I don't have a clue.
Mike.
We did a song last week. He's got a really good song that came out in 2018, I think, called "Must Be the Whiskey." And I think we played the last.
Oh yes, week. Yes, we did play that. We
but
did
he's been
play
doing this since he's been with multiple groups and bands and such, and he's been performing since I think 2015, and has been with bands and been on his own, and I like the storytelling aspect, and mm-hmm. William and I talk about this a great deal about
right.
what music does to your heart, your soul, and your spirit, and your mind, and what it does to make you feel better, whether it has words or not. You know, I told William, my son, when he was very young, I used to listen to music well, I still do, all the time in the house, there's music playing. Mm-hmm. And when he was very little, when he was, I'm going to say like 4 or 5, you know, just up to my hip maybe, he came to me and his name's Ian, and I, and he said, Dad, can you play the music with no words? And he was referring to like jazz.
Right.
What he was referring to. So I said, well, can you show me? Can he, so I put it on. He goes, yeah, Dad, that's the one. So yeah, he liked the music with no words.
Hey, you know what? Oh.
How old was he?
About 4 or 5.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm.
That's the only way he could explain it, was the music with no words.
Good man.
You know what's amazing about that story is, and the professor has commented on this also, because sometimes I will get on along with my co-host, the jazzy one, Jasmine Vegas. Oh, I don't know, were you listening or not?
Yes.
I'm sure you would text me if you will. And last night we just did basically a show with music with no words. Jazz.
You guys were on last night?
I was listening last night.
Was that?
Wow.
Was it Monday? Well, let's see. What's tonight?
Whatever the last show.
Oh no, that was last night. I did it. I was solo last night. Yeah, but Jazz.
The last one you did with Jazz, I remember sending you that text about that's my song. My son.
You sure did. You sure did. And last night I got on and I was doing another show, because Roy, you know, that's my zone there. You know, I love a lot of music, but when it comes to smooth jazz, you know, I do shows occasionally, just by myself, you know, and I'm in a zone.
He is the Dick Clark of smooth jazz, I think.
My God, what a compliment. What a compliment. And you know, and I get on there and I told, the professor this story. I'm not sure whether I told you this or not, Mike, and I'm gonna make it quick before I go to my next jam here. When I hear, smooth jazz. Okay. I look at the title and I imagine what the artist is going through or whatever they were witnessing or what inspired them to write that song. And I make my own lyrics up a lot of times. You know, I'll make up my own story, because guess what? Music is a story, folks.
It is. It is.
And what the brilliance of music is, that story can be told. You've got a whole dictionary in about 4 minutes. I mean, encyclopedia, rather. My jam is this one. After 7. Nights like this. Mad Mike, Wild Will, and the Professor Pop Culture, Coast to Coast.
On your mind, it's no way to treat me when you know how I feel. was not too real. Inside I cried. To win your love, you know I tried.
After 7 on the bus. Studio W. Your double radio network. That was After 7. This is New Edition. You're listening to the best radio network on the planet, StudioWBuzz.com. Mad Mike, wow, we're coast to coast. Coming at you.
On a perfect day, I know that I can count. That's not possible. Tell me, can you ever restore?
Cause I need somebody who will stand by me. Through the good times and bad times, she would always be right there. Sunny days, everybody.
I'm not asking just of you. Girl, to make it last, I'll do whatever needs to be done.
Will you leave?
is we slamming. I know. Yeah, you said, are we? No, I said, is we? I want to make this personal. Man, Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. The professor. Hey, man. Man.
Yeah.
Professor just grabbed his head. When I said is, Professor, I did it for effect. You already know. Okay.
I know.
Yeah. Man, Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. That's right. We do things for effect because sometimes we need to get your attention. And that's what this show is all about. Professor, after seven, nights like this.
After seven, made up originally of two younger brothers of Kenny Babyface Edmonds, Kevon Edmonds and Melvin Edmonds and several more. Unfortunately, we lost Melvin Edmonds in 2019, but they were, I don't know, they were just, Mad Mike's been talking about seasoning all night, and they were very much an additional or much added seasoning or sugar to R&B music in the late 80s, going into the 90s. It seems like when we leave one decade to another, kind of in a period of transition in which we're leaving one kind of culture or identity and going into another. And that's what I think was so strong about After Seven in that particular time. You know, maybe a B-level group, but nonetheless made important contributions to R&B music. WB, that song that you chose, Nights Like This, I guess you know that that was from the soundtrack of a particular film.
Mm.
Did you?
I told you, like, Mike, don't ask me any questions on air. I thought we made that clear.
Like to be put on the spot.
I thought that we made this clear. Okay.
Okay, then I'll just say. That was from the Five Heartbeats.
Okay. I know. I had to do it. No, hey, Professor, I knew that.
Yes.
But like Mike and I just had this conversation. Mike, didn't we have this conversation last week?
We did. I asked you a question and I immediately regretted it.
Yeah. Professor, didn't we have this conversation before?
Yes.
But I still ask you.
See?
And you
tell your students to listen. Oh my God.
Because I don't underestimate you. That's why.
Oh.
And Mad Mike,
hey, that was
Mad
real
Mike,
good.
Let me tell you something.
Don't ask me questions either.
No.
Don't ask me questions either, Professor.
I'm not asking you questions. I'm telling you, a lot of times he knows the answer. He's just faking like he doesn't know.
I was a formerly married man, so I'm used to being told what to do. So.
Man, Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast, Professor. Hey, this show is fun. You know, when I advertise this show.
This is too much.
Professor, this is wild. Hey, you got to come back. You got to come back. Hey, Professor, double your salary. Hey, can we invite Mike on a Monday Night Madness show sometime?
Yes, that would be splendid.
Oh, Lord, see.
Yes, please do.
Oh, God. Okay.
That would be
I'm
great.
Scared. I'm scared now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you look scared. I'm looking in your eyes right now. Mike, no, that's fake.
Yes, sir.
No, don't sir me. All right. Be right back after this, man. Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
Nice
Every Ariana. Grande. Oh. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
It doesn't sound to me like she can't sing no more. I may. Not only is this my favorite song ever, so if you ask me what's your favorite song, I would tell you this song by multiple artists. And wow. They recently tried to cancel her. She's in the middle of about that. I didn't mean to jump the gun, but no. Again, this is my favorite song of all time, regardless of who does it. And the fact that they've tried to nullify Ariana Grande recently, she's in the middle of filming a movie. Uh-huh. And so she hasn't been singing so much recently. And they said, well, she's really not a singer anymore. So what? He came out with on the social media, she did this a cappella and put it on social media. And just outstanding version. And in this live version, I love too. The excellent, excellent version.
Well, let's talk about this for a little bit, Mike.
I put this in here for a reason, because not only is it one of my favorite songs, period, but the fact that they're trying to cancel culture her because she hasn't been out there singing because she's a tiny bit busy doing a movie. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, no. I'm so glad that you brought that up. This angers me because you got people who can't do what she does that's going to dictate who she is and what she is. Professor.
The haters.
Oh, that angers me. Oh, Professor, please take over. Because I'm that upset to me.
You know what? Okay. And I'm going to divulge something about myself here, and it's a little complex.
Man.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I am all for political correctness, but I believe that lately a little of it is going a little too out of hand.
You think?
In some places, like Mad Mike, what you're talking about with her. And I don't know. It seems like I don't believe no fault of her, but I also believe she is a target of it for some reason.
Why?
Do you guys remember Aretha Franklin's funeral? And I believe she sang something and the minister came and put his arm around her afterwards because she was so good, but they wanted to accuse the minister of groping her. Now, if you go back and look at that, there was nothing going on. And it is that is what bothered me about her. And I think that she was just caught in the middle of that. So I don't know what it is with her, how she's sort of finding herself in those situations or what have you. But an incredible talent. I mean, you listen to that voice and you just get shivers down your vertebrae, you know.
Yeah. You know, hey, guys, I don't know what's going on here in society.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike and I, we talk about this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Good and evil. And evil is out here to destroy. So the people who are casting these dispersions on people who haven't done anything wrong or may have a different political view. Folks, guess what? Good Lord. This is supposed to be America. And America is the one place that we supposed to. I mean, our rock is free speech. Okay? And fairness. Supposedly. This is crazy. So, Mike, back to you, my friend, because there's good and there's evil, and evil has one job, and that is to destroy. And Professor, that epitomizes exactly what you were talking about. Because Mike, I need your take, bro.
I just sent you something from a website yesterday about Aretha Franklin.
And you how did. You did.
They're currently trying to shame her and cancel her because the woke people in this world, that's her hit song from 1968, and they're trying to cancel her. You make me feel like a natural woman. And people, you know, you've got 1% of the population, maybe even if it's 1%, trying to cancel her for a celebratory song. And Professor, you jump in when you feel like it.
Please.
But that's a celebration song that she was elevating women. And as if you've ever heard William and I talk about our moms and women in general, you know how much we respected not only our mothers, but women in society.
That's right.
And we should have dignity and respect for everyone, everyone.
Oh.
Not just the moms, but look at a song from 1968, which celebrated women, and they want to cancel it and label it as bad or evil. I have a problem with that.
I do too.
I read that article yesterday. I laughed at it. I scrolled on. I mean,
I saw it and I, okay.
But that's upsetting.
It angers you. And folks, and people will tell you, you shouldn't be angry. Are you serious? Yes.
Why should
be angry.
Yes.
About certain things that are wrong. You have to be. And see, that's that same evil spirit that's saying, why are you angry? Okay. Can I go to another song?
Let's go.
I need to do this right now. Mad Mike, Wild Will, along with the Professor.
No, he isn't.
Oh. Uh-oh, yes. That's Mike's pick. That's one of his.
All right, Mike.
Look. No. Mike is no joke.
I'm all over the place for music. Look
here.
I like it all.
Because he's a cowboy. Don't sleep on him. Please don't sleep on him.
Love it all.
Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. And I've been there before, but that life's a bore, so full of the superficial. It's gone. Search for a fountain. The promise is forever young. You know, some people need the dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter.
Wow, we're coast to coast, along with the Professor of Pop Culture. Hey, Professor.
Yeah.
Recent memory tells me we just covered this icon, Sade. Hey, Matt, I'm not sure whether you, had a chance to listen to Monday Night this past Monday.
Of course I did.
Okay, I apologize. Yeah, Sade, and that's her stage name, right, Professor?
It's part of her name. It's part of her real name.
Yeah, it is part of her real name, but they took that portion out. The reason why I'm bringing it up because a lot of when it comes to marketing, the producers, handlers, agents, they will change something.
They like the spin.
Hey, whatever they can sell. That's the number one game. That look.
Well,
that,
you can't blame them, William, because it's
no,
all
I'm not
about
blaming the, it. No, yeah. She's done well. She's amazing.
Rightfully so.
Professor, Nigerian.
Nigerian, done extremely well. And later this year, we should receive something new from her and a tour. So.
Oh, just amazing stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
I got to tell you, both of you, I play in the clubs. And of course, I always try to cater to whatever my audience may be.
Yeah.
I definitely do that. I think I'm very good at it. That's why I stay pretty busy. But I gotta tell you that Sade is one of the top artists that is requested kind of no matter where I'm at.
That's great.
That
regardless
is,
of the audience. Music tends to transcend your social economic background or how you grew up. Music is a unifier.
Isn't
Professor.
It?
Yes. No question.
Hey,
no
guys,
question.
Remember, what is the correct title when Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson, I'm looking at it right now, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, and so We Are the World. What's the name of that song?
We Are the World.
It was so beautiful. And
are you talking about what they named everybody? They called themselves USA for Africa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was different. That was innovative at the time.
It was.
You know?
No one had done stuff like that in the past.
And look at how many people they had to come together, all together, in a short period of time.
People, magnificent stars.
Dionne Warwick was there. Oh.
Incredible level of stardom that was there to do that.
Oh.
And I bet none of them took a dollar for it either. If I had to guess.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
All that. That was pro bono.
They
everybody.
Did it for the greater good. Mm-hmm. And that's pure. That's pure.
Even down to Waylon Jennings is storming out of the studio.
Okay.
That's on him.
It was on him. No, they talked him back in, but.
Yeah. You know, I remember that. I remember that story. But what an incredible, folks, if that didn't touch you, I mean, I don't care who you are. If that didn't touch William. You. Please, William, sir.
Do you remember the time that spring when all the radio stations across the world played it at the same time?
Yes, I do.
And can you imagine the vibration on the planet, how it raised during that moment?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, can we get something like that again? I think the world needs something like that now.
It's getting harder and harder to get everybody together. And that's
oh, my God. You know, I'm not sure about our do nothing Congress, our do nothing Senate, our do nothing whatever it is, but I'm talking about as people, because it was people that brought that together. It wasn't politics.
It was government.
You know, if we can get politics out of it, can I play another song?
In a sec, I need to go back to Alicia Keys for a moment, because I want to give this beautiful lady a lot of credit.
Please.
Not only does she have a magnificent voice, not only is she a outstanding artist, but something she did recently, well, semi-recently, probably in the last year and a half, 2 years, something like that. She's on a lot of the shows that do competition shows. And right. She came out with no makeup on.
Yeah, I knew you were going there. Please continue.
And I just was floored, because I'm a guy. Let me check real quick. I'm a guy. and I don't care much for the clown makeup. A little accent here and there's fine, but I think women are beautiful for the most part, just the way they are. Look after yourself, take care of yourself. And Alicia Keys, in my mind, is the epitome of a magnificent talent that cares for herself, true, respects herself, yeah, and doesn't need clown makeup to make herself
beautiful,
more palatable or beautiful. Thank you, William. But the fact that she came out and said, I'm fine just the way I am. I look after myself, and I'm good right here. My respect for her was already high, and it just went through the roof when I saw her do that. And I was thinking and wishing that more women would just appreciate the fact that they're probably just beautiful just the way they are. Yes. Leave it alone. You don't need all these implants. You don't need all this surgery. You don't need all this clown makeup. And if I'm out of line, send your cards and letters to William, because I don't want to hear it.
Professor, I want you to jump in real quick. Except for that last comment that my esteemed co-host just made, I agree with him. The last one, I don't agree. Okay, Professor.
He's not finished. I'm not jumping in. Continue, Mike.
No, I was pretty much done. I just wanted to highlight the fact that not only was she a beautiful woman, not only did she take care of herself, not only is she a magnificent talent, but the fact that she would get on camera in front of pretty much all the world and say, I'm good just like this.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that's very elevating for women in general. And you already know how I feel about women and our moms and all of that, because we've talked about it at length. So, Professor, it's all yours, buddy.
Please.
The only thing I have to say to that is I back you up 100% on that. And as far as Ms. Keys is concerned, that was a beyond bold thing to do.
Uh-huh.
In a medium in which you are instantly in front of millions of people. And in an industry that is through and through external.
Yep.
Externally based. So.
You're judged. Yep.
And those companies, you guys, with moisturizers and things like that, creams and things like that, you need to hire her. You really need to do that. Okay, the natural beauty. I couldn't agree with both you guys more. And guess what?
It's got to be the saddest day of my life.
Oh.
What a transition, William.
I called you. I know, huh?
For a and bit by of the bad way, news. I'm not wearing any makeup today.
I noticed, Mike. I
won't be able to see you anymore.
No blushing.
Because yeah, of none of my that. Obligations.
Natural.
And the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we've done goes wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is to do. It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you meet another guy. Understand me, won't you try. Let's just kiss, say you.
Bad Bite. Wild Will. Coast to Coast. Along with The Professor.
Dreams can come true, you know, it's up to you and me to find. hands are mine, we'll find the answer. Some folks will tell you that you're wasting your time, dreaming your life away. But dream can come true, you know, it's up to you and me to find a new way. See that your life is floating away. Just close your eyes and say, we can dream, we can dream, we can dream.
Second, stop the presses. Stop the presses. That was Lonnie Liston Smith. We can dream. Hey, Matt, okay. I got your message. The picks are coming up. Professor, I'm going to let you chime right on in.
No, I was just asking what's the name of that, because that was just incredible. We can dream. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, William.
Yes.
You know, you guys got to listen about my nonsense and my background and all, but I didn't hear a lot about the professor, only what I've heard
That's
from you
right.
in talking on the phone and stuff. I'd really like to hear a little bit more about your background and what you currently do and what you have done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I totally forgot about that. Okay. So. Oh, God.
No, I'm checking. No, let me interrupt just for a second. While you
get
your thoughts together.
I'm in the porn industry or anything.
No.
I'm kidding.
You won't have to worry about that.
Just kidding.
Hey, no, before we get into this, Mike sent me a private message, and you guys can see it because we're on StreamYard. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn, Instagram. Oh, my God. Google Play, Apple CarPlay. The app is Studio .w if you're listening on Apple. If you don't have it, tune in. Android is Studio .w, even available on Alexa. I have to keep my voice low because she'll tune in right now. Okay. But anyway, the professor, Mike, Mad Mike requested you to come on. And so reason why I'm chuckling is that he said, I didn't hear enough about your background. And I thought he was talking about me. And he says, no, the professor. So,
no, I know your background.
Well, I'm glad you do, because you are a cop. And if you know my background and I'm not arrested, I'm good. Okay. Talk back to you, Professor.
Do I have to tell him about the time of you in the back of the patrol car, or shall I leave that one alone?
Professor, please.
again, I'm kidding.
Okay. All right. Well, Mad Mike, I am literally, truly a professor. I teach at Virginia State University. I teach speech and drama. And I have been in theater for well over 40 years as an actor. I am mostly a director. I am a playwright, producer as well. And I am also an author. I am also a musician. I play guitar and drums, hence my love for music. And I studied mass communications in college. So when I was called to do this 4 years ago, I mean, it just fit. I started out in radio. I pursued a career in radio when I graduated from undergrad, but that was very difficult back then to get into. We did not have internet back then. And